KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly sunny skies, 75 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high of 94. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa news, a head-on crash at around 6 p.m. Monday southeast of Council Bluffs resulted in one person dead and two others seriously injured. According to Omaha media reports, the crash happened near the intersection of Wabash Avenue and Woodland Trail. No other details are currently available. One person died and two children were injured during a crash Monday evening between a pickup and a utility terrain vehicle, or UTV, in Taylor County. The Iowa State Patrol says a passenger on the UTV, 60-year-old Denise Cynthia Smith of Lenox, died at the scene. Her grandchildren, 10-year-old Braxton and 9-year-old Justice Bradley, both of Prescott, were injured. Braxton Bradley was transported by Taylor County ambulance to the Greater Regional Community Hospital in Creston, while Justice Bradley was flown by Lifelight helicopter to Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. The patrol says a 2010 Ford pickup driven by 19-year-old Zachary Edward Markson of Lenox and a 2010 Cub Cadet Challenger UTV driven by Braxton Bradley and occupied by Smith and Justin Bradley collided nearly head-on over the crest of a hill at around 6:50 p.m. about 3 miles east of Lenox on Yellowstone Avenue. The pickup entered the east ditch after the impact while the UTV came to rest on the road. That accident remains under investigation. An accident Saturday evening in Pottawatomie County has claimed the life of a man from Shelby. 41-year-old Stephen Gross, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was a passenger in the 2003 Chevy pickup that crashed into a tree. Gross died at the scene of the accident that happened at around 7:25 p.m. in the area of 335th Street and Tamarack Road in rural Pott County. The Sheriff's Office is Pott County deputies and the Iowa State Patrol responded to the scene. An investigation determined the pickup driven by 45-year-old Corey Hess of Dunlap was southbound on 335th Street and had gone off the east shoulder of the roadway through a grassy area and across Tamarack Road before it hit the tree and came to rest. Hess, who was wearing his seatbelt, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation continues, but it is believed a medical condition may have contributed to that accident. Officials of the Creston Police Department say two people have been arrested on drug-related charges. 20-year-old Brandon Barrett of Creston was arrested this morning near the intersection of Sumner and Townline Road for possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver. His bond was set at $5,000. And Monday afternoon, 28-year-old Tara Mickle of Creston was arrested at a residence on North Elm Street on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Mickle was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. A Crawford County man was arrested Saturday morning on an Audubon County warrant for revocation of probation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 36-year-old John C. Ruan of Denison was taken into custody with assistance from the Iowa State Patrol at around 11 a.m. Saturday. In July of 2016, Ruan pled guilty to a charge of OWI second offense. Authorities say he allegedly failed to comply with the terms of his probation and was therefore transported to the Audubon County Jail, where he was being held on a $2,000 bond. Ruan is set to appear in district court on June 26th. Police in Hamburg Monday night arrested a man following an investigation into a disturbance at the Hamburg City Park. 18-year-old Jeremy Rhodes of Hamburg was taken into custody for assault causing bodily injury and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Rhodes was being held without bail in the Fremont County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Jeline Esther Kaufman, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Jeline Kaufman will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Agnes Ann Reisgard, age 83, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A massive Christian burial for Agnes Reisgard will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Orrin Ramsey, age 98, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Orrin Ramsey will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. William Bill Frank True, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Bill True will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Irene Greer, age 91, of Harlan, died Saturday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Irene Greer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George P.C. Nelson, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for George Nelson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Leonard Pesci, age 83, of Harlan, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Leonard Pesci will be this Thursday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gertrude Krall, age 95, of Ottoman, died January 28th. A celebration of life memorial service for Gertrude Krall will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home of Ottoman is in charge of the arrangements. Clarence Fundheller, age 96, of Audubon, died November 5th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Clarence Fundheller will be at noon on Saturday at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Joy Downing, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Joy Downing will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.